I want to share with you real quick a principle of studying the Bible before you close. Okay? Are you with me so far? All right, let's look at the principle of Bible names. All right, names in the Bible carry meanings. Now, after this service, all right, please don't go and change your name. You don't have to change your name. In the Bible days, God even changed people's name because there's a meaning for their life, for their purpose. But if you want to study and find more truth in the Bible, sometimes it is not out there on the surface. You can't see the truth. But if you study the names, it can yield rich profits for you if you study God's word. So one of the principles, and I was quite astounded by the fact that many people study the Bible, they don't teach the significance of names in the Bible. Okay? There's one chapter I'm going to show you a case in point. And, God showed this to me in the early 1990s. I wasn't even married yet at the time. And since then, this has gone far and wide. But let me just share with you real quick, okay? There's a chapter, for example, there's no redundant chapter or verse in the Bible. Everything is there for a purpose. Like if you read Genesis chapter 5, the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 5, you'll find this. It tells us the first man, all the days that Adam lived was 930 years and Adam died. Seth, Adam's son, lived 105 years and begot Enosh. After he begot Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had sons and daughters, and then he died. And then Seth brought forth Samor, right? Canaan and all the rest and Mahalalel and followed on all the way, this chapter 5 alone, all the way to Noah. And Noah, it stopped. Because why? At Noah's time was when the flood came. Amen? And after Noah's generation, by the way, there's also a man called Peleg. His name is called Peleg because in his day, the continents were divided. His name means division. And you look carefully at South America, you look at Africa, you can join them together, even the top also, which means once upon a time, the whole earth was one landmass. So earth, the bottom was during the flood and all that, it broke apart, releasing poisonous gas. The firmament, the rakia in Hebrew, was broken. The canopy that protected man from the harmful rays of the sun was broken. And that's why after the flood, instead of hundreds of years, man's life became halved. And then another halved. All the way until what God said to Noah, man's days will be 120 years. And then in our day and age, it's come all the way to, you live 70, 80, it's pretty good, right? But you know, the Bible says that those people who are under God's wrath in Psalms 90, those who are under God's wrath, the people who are in the wilderness, and the word wrath is used more than one time. So specifically, it's for the people who are under God's wrath. They live 70 years and by reason of strength, 80 years. But we are not under God's wrath. We are under God's grace. Through Jesus Christ, we are under God's favor, under God's grace. We'll never be under God's wrath. Are you hearing? We don't live in Psalms 90. We live in Psalms 91. And Psalms 91 says, with long life, I will satisfy you. You're not satisfied at 80 years old? Tell the Lord, I'm not satisfied. Go on to 90. And 90 to 100 if you want. Amen. The criteria is your satisfaction. God says, with long life, I will satisfy him. Amen. Not excited? Angels taking down notes, you know. Those who say amen, God take down notes, you know. With long life will I satisfy him. Praise God. Amen. So everything goes back to the original plan, back to Eden. You want to learn God's plan. It's always good, amen, to follow God's plan. For example, if you make a car, you manufacture a car and all that, and you try to put orange juice into the place where you're supposed to put petrol or fuel, right? It won't work. Put any other liquid, it won't work. You can argue it's not politically correct. It's more correct to put orange juice. I don't care how you argue it. The way it's functioned must go back to the manufacturer's handbook. He knows how it functions best. So, the whole chapter is about names. So when you read it, you say, what is God trying to say? What is the revelation here? But once you see the names and the meanings, it's so beautiful. So the names start with Adam, the first man, all the way down to Noah when the flood came. But look at the names, okay? I save you the entire reading of the chapter 5. Adam, his name means man. All right, Adam brought forth Seth. Seth brought forth Enosh. Enosh brought forth Canaan. Canaan brought forth Mahalalel. Mahalalel, you can see God's name there, right? El, God's name. You see that Jared, he brought Jared. Jared brought forth Enoch. Enoch brought forth Methuselah, all right? Methuselah. From Methuselah came Lamech. Lamech, Noah. We end with Noah. So this whole chapter 5 is just so-and-so. Adam lived hundreds of years. By the way, Adam lived a 900 over years. But you know the oldest man that ever lived, recorded in the Bible, the oldest man that ever lived is Methuselah. And you know what his name means? When he dies, it will happen. When he dies, it will come. What will come? The flood, the judgment. God said, when this boy dies, when Methuselah came forth, all right, notice that he came forth from Enoch. No wonder Enoch walked with God and Enoch was not. He had a personal rapture because he had a revelation of his son's name. God said, call your son Methuselah, which means when he dies, then the judgment will come. And you know what? You know what? Every time this boy coughed, he fell sick. The whole place is like, whoa, I'm in there. All right. When he entered his teen years, every time he hurt himself, don't die, don't die, don't die. Because when he dies, the judgment will come. All right. Do you know he's the longest living man. 969 years, I think it is. 969 years. He lived longer than Adam. What does that tell you about God? God, even though God has to execute justice, his heart is love. If God, God doesn't execute justice, if there's no justice, civilization will fall apart. Amen. The nation will be destroyed. Right? The fabric of our society is law and order. Evildoers must be punished. Amen. So that it's not propagated. Amen. So God has to execute justice on sin. But God's heart is love. And God says, when this boy dies, the judgment will come. And God made him live so long. What does that tell you about God? He is very patient. He's not willing that any should perish. Amen. I can just see the angels asking, is it time yet, God, to send is it time, God, to send the judgment? Is it time yet? God says, wait. I believe they turn around. Wait. God always waits. He believed the best of men. Only when finally all the resources are exhausted, then the judgment comes. And this boy became the longest living man. Don't you know, my friend, the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Amen. Okay, then we have, look at all the names. Okay, Noah. Okay, so Adam, let's look at the meaning of the names. Adam means man. Seth means appointed. Enosh means frail or mortal. Canaan means sorrow. I told you just now, Mahalalel has the name of God, El. Like Joel, right? Mahalalel means the blessed God. Jared or Yared. Jared means shall come down. By the way, the river Jordan in Israel, Jordan comes from this word, Jared. Yarden, Yared. Yared means the descending river. All right, the river Jordan starts from the highest peak, the highest mountain of Israel, Mount Hermon, and goes down right into the Dead Sea, the lowest place on planet Earth. It's a picture of descending. Amen. So here it says, Jared shall come down. That's the idea. Enoch means teaching. Methuselah, his name means his death shall bring. Lamech means powerful. Noah's name means rest. Now, look at this. Is there a message? People, is there a message? Yes, it's a gospel. The love story of God written in blood for you and I. Look at this. Man is appointed what? Mortal sorrow. Ever since man sinned, man is appointed mortal sorrow. But the blessed God shall come down teaching. Who is that? Jesus, very good. He shall come down teaching. His death will bring powerful rest. Hallelujah! That's the message. Man is appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down teaching. His death shall bring powerful rest. Can you believe that every one of these names is in one chapter? Chapter 5. Starting from Adam all the way to Noah. So God hides meaning in names.
Hi, I hope you were blessed and encouraged by this video. If you were impacted by this message, let us know by liking it and leaving a comment below. Lastly, feel free to subscribe to get more inspirational content every week. See you again real soon. God bless you.